Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Before we begin the show, a quick reminder to please take our survey. Just visit MikeO'MaraShow.com and click the banner that says Survey. It only takes a few moments. It's anonymous, so your info is safe, and it helps us out a lot. Thank you. And now, the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Just saying goodbye to the just overlapping tasks here. New equipment going in. CenturyLink saying bye-bye. Have a good time. Great talking to your customer service. They were wonderful.
Well, you know what? He was great, though.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, now, Rob.
He was great.
That is a word. Let me explain something to you, Rob Spiewak.
Yeah.
Great is a word that I think should be reserved for something really, really special. By the way, here's my first tease. During this opening vignette,
yeah,
we have what I would describe as great news.
Yes.
At the beginning of the show today. We're not going to share it with you until we play our first commercial, because that's how you tease people. But great is not what I would use to describe the man who did not have a phone cable that was more than 4 feet. Great would be not be the word I would use to have customer service who got not one, not two, not three, 4 phone calls and still didn't have my number in the system and still weren't able to tell me whether this man was coming out, which, thank God, he did.
He did.
But it was a crapshoot. Oh, but that's not. You know what? It's all worked out fine, but great would not be a word I would use for this kind of customer service. I'm not done. Great would not be a word I would be used for that kind of customer service. I just wouldn't use that. Great would not be, can I put it in the place where my other modem is? No, the cord is not long enough. And when I said, well, do you have one in the truck? Now, you would think a truck. You'd have everything.
Yeah,
you'd have to put them from point A to point B. And it was explained to me, well, most people are wireless. Thank you. So that's kind of, so in other words, it goes next to the phone jack in the house, wherever it happens to be, and easy peasy, and that's it. So let me just say this, because we have been dealing with different companies that provide you with this wonderful program each and every day. And I've been so exasperated with one that I have gotten a backup company to come in, and I will tell you that I believe there is an outside chance, just an outside chance, that this new company may, in fact, be worse than the
No.
You heard the name I used, right? I'm not going to go public with it right now. If you want to have fun, just go and write that name, and next to it, write review. Write reviews of that company, and boy, let the fun happen.
Sure.
So, so anyway, we've been sharing that, and we share that with our listening audience, but it's great to see you, especially after the weekend.
Is it great or is it fine?
It's great to see you.
Okay.
It's great to see both of you. It's really, really great to be back.
Yes.
It's wonderful, and it's terrific, but I'm using the old people. I haven't even connected to the new people yet, so we're going to see what happens.
And technically, you're surrounded by old people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes. And I will tell you later in the show, after we get done with what I will consider a moment of joy that is unbridled, and I was, and when you say he doesn't care, I hope you know how much I'm tipping my hand a little bit. There was a phone call from a member of our crew to me. Oh, there you go. Hi.
Oh, you can't get happy, Mike.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. Yeah. There was a phone call from one of our esteemed colleagues here to me over the weekend, and I believe I showed a tremendous amount of joy.
You
I
did. Absolutely. Did. Okay. Absolutely.
Just want to make sure.
Did someone imply that you didn't care?
Yes, at the beginning. You heard him say it. He said, I didn't care. He doesn't care.
I said he's not
Words
happy.
Came out of his mouth. I heard him.
I heard him say that.
Well, but he was having a tough day. He had the worst cable guy in the world in his home.
Yeah, true. And
I don't know if he's the worst, but
coconut.
Let's just say the level of concern and the level of really, when you come in and see something like this, there it goes two ways. You get people that are pretty fascinated by, wow, what's all this?
Mm-hmm.
What's all this then? And then you get the, you do some kind of show? That's
you day trading?
The latter is what I got on today. So, so it's very, very, can you hear me okay?
We can hear you great. You sound and look great.
My stress level, you have no idea. It is off the charts. It is off the charts.
Mike, that's love is in the air. Yeah. Feed off
love
of
is
it.
In the air. That, you know
it.
What? With that said, we're doing a short vignette because I want to get right to the body of the show. So, Rob,
yes.
Start the show, you hump.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Can I ask a favor, Kim? Absolutely feel free to say no.
Yeah, sure.
I hate to even bring it up. I feel so rude even asking this.
No, it's fine.
Can I have sex with your security guys?
Oh. By all means.
Don't just say that to be polite.
No, I wouldn't. I'm not.
Even Nick?
No, that would never happen. So you're good.
Hey. No, Kim, don't say that. You could have Nick. Because you're what? I mean, you're like six, seven in New York. Here, you're a 9. Borderline 10.
What are you here, like a 15?
Yeah.
Huh.
Are you familiar with the term 4-10-4, Miss Baker? It refers to women who are 4s back home, become 10s when they ship out, and when they're back stateside, they become 4s again.
Are you saying I'm a 4?
I'm saying you carry an orange backpack. I've seen people with actual experience make bad decisions here. So while you're outside the wire with my men, you will in no way distract them, understood?
Are you asking me not to sleep with your soldiers? Because
not soldiers, Marines. You're not here to sleep with or perform jobs of any type on my Marines. Clear copy, Miss Baker?
Copy that.
Good. We'll get you out to a FOB as soon as we find a ride for you. In the meantime, Captain Stern here will see to it that you get a wet hooch.
A what?
It's a tent with a shower. Unless you prefer a dry hooch.
I would not, sir.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
We are coming to you live from the Cappy Fiverr Studio in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, on the air and online worldwide. The Mike O'Mara Show, a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet because they get it. And if you're here, you do too. Hey, want to thank everybody for supporting our wonderful sponsor, Nuts.com. We love the response we've gotten from Nuts.com. When is the last time you looked into the nuts in your grocery store and you checked out those jars and those cans?
Yeah.
Talk about yuck. Really, there's no selection. Same old nuts, same old cans. God knows how old they are. Frankly, it's depressing. You need something new, something fun, something we all loved. Matter of fact, I loved a little bit too much over the weekend. Ate too much of my Nuts.com goodie bag, but that's not a real problem. Everyone goes nuts for nuts, and the world's best nuts come from Nuts.com. It's the best way to have nutritious, delicious, healthy nuts and so much more delivered right to your door. Since 1929, a family-owned business has prided themselves on giving you the best in nuts and dried fruit. They use only the freshest products and the best suppliers. The website is easy to use, fun to browse. I love it. Organic, gluten-free, with or without salt, even sugar-free stuff, coffees, teas, gift sets. You'll have it. We had a movie tin for the Oscars over the weekend, and I ate everything in there. Nuts, nuts, nuts.com, big, salty, sweet, whatever kind you like to munch on. Let them take care of you and your taste buds. Right now, new customers get to choose 4 free samples from over 50 options when you go to nuts.com and enter the code TMOS. It's a $15 value. That's nuts.com and code TMOS for 4 free samples with your order. Just go to nuts.com for full details. Nuts.com and TMOS, the perfect pair. Rob, before I start with this, I have to ask you, do you have any musical accompaniment for this particular segment?
Oh, look at this.
There he is. Ladies and gentlemen, all right, stop it. No, you want to do. I know you want to jump ahead.
Well, I wouldn't have done it if you hadn't asked for it.
Well, I just want to make sure for when we start talking.
Okay, I'm with you now. I'm with you. Of one
more. You know, and I'm not going to steal the thunder.
No.
We have someone that we're going to turn the floor over to.
Oh, nice.
And it's all about him right now. And
without
further ado, let's go right to Oscar Santana, because I know, Oscar, you have something that you probably want to share with our vast listening audience.
Yes. So for the past 4 years, I would say in 7 days, I have been lucky enough to spend really the majority of my days and nights with a wonderful, beautiful young woman. Her name is Shannon Katie.
Mm-hmm.
And this past Friday evening, I asked her to marry me, and she said yes.
Yay! There we go. There we go. There we go. There we go. It is about effing time. I mean, we've all known Shannon for a very long time. I know Shannon as well as I know every other spouse that I've ever, you know, been associated with through the show. Not well, but also if she walked into a room, I'd say hi.
Yeah, sure.
Yes, I mean, I'd give her a hug, and I'd love
not
to hug her right
hug,
now.
No,
not a creepy hug.
Now, I was on the driving range over the weekend when the phone rang, and I did something very unusual. I picked it up.
Look at you.
Oscar on the other line, and Oscar was, very, very, very happy. He sounded very excited. He was trying to low-key it, just like he's trying to low-key it right now, the cool man. But he's very, very excited. How long? I have so many questions. There it is. How long was this in the works for? How long? When did you really decide?
So I started shopping for a ring about a year ago.
Uh huh.
And
man's patience is in. That's another way he is so not a disc jockey.
But you see, it took a long time because the first place he went was ring.com. And he found out they don't sell rings.
Great product.
They sell video doorbells.
Video doorbells. What's going on? It's incredible. A year in advance. So you made the call that you were going to do this right about the same time you started furthering your education.
Yes, I did. I had thought about it before, but I really, in earnest, said, okay, we're going to start laying out how this is going to work and how I can make it as special for her and what the process is going to be to get her a ring that she's going to love. Mm. And really, for me, it was a joy. And I got to thank my family and my brother, especially my brother and sister and my sister-in-law, that really helped me through this process and walked me through it because they'd been through it before, right?
Yeah.
Go ahead. I've got so many questions.
As do
it's
I.
It's just killing me. It really is. Yeah. Can I just ask you the most important question? I know everybody's asking this. Will you be raising the children Jewish? There you go.
No children yet. Everybody was asking that.
And
no
also, if you have a moment, Bunny, if you could get a couple tissues, because I see Maddie and Lou are both crying. Because another one's gone.
Yep.
Another one's gone.
Hey, Maddie, another great technical day, huh? There you go. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
She's I a always good remember. Luck charm.
He's technically engaged.
I always remember Maddie said that because I think about it every day.
You're his favorite.
So I interrupted. Go ahead. Problem. So you want to thank your family?
Yes.
Your family knew about what was going on?
Yeah, my family knew, and they were really, they walked me through every step of the way. People, look, the ring on camera looks huge.
Yes.
Shannon
is tiny.
Yeah, that's really proportional.
Yes,
you really have to think about it. But also, I went the non-traditional route, and they're not an advertiser, and I'd like them to be. So, Chris Yoko,
you know what? I'll throw the plug in because you're too, you know, we had a discussion about this, and they're going to give Oscar a little help if we can give them a plug. So, I would
they
like
haven't
to
given
send
us
a,
any help at all.
Come on. Let me tell the truth. I'd like to send out a thank you to the good people and the salespeople at Swarovski Crystals. They are good, good people.
They are.
All I said to Shannon is, do not take that to a jeweler.
That's right.
Do not take that to a jeweler.
But what's cool is they threw the ring and a little crystal mouse in there, too, which is really...
A Mickey Mouse.
And because he spent over $80, he got Windex. He got a free bottle of Windex.
Absolutely. It was wonderful.
So,
that's the cleaner.
We bought the stone online. And when you're buying a stone, by the way, it really is something that you have to be patient about. Or if you're buying a ring overall. I walked into... And I went to jewelry stores. I went around and looked.
Well, that's a good place to buy a ring, Oscar.
Well, no, I actually bought the stone online.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
Cool.
But I went to jewelry stores first, and I said, look, I don't care if there's some conflict involved. Just show me what you got, you know?
Can I ask a question?
One laughed.
No, it wasn't.
Two places. No one laughed.
Joke. It was
maybe
really
it was your
horrible.
Delivery, I think.
It was the delivery. He's nervous. Let me ask this question. Were there any flaws in the stone? Santana, Shannon Katie, the Santana, finally making it official. after all those years of living in sin, baby. That's right, Oscar, Santana, and Shannon Katie are going to be taking the trip down the aisle as hubby and wife. It's going to be a great day. The big question, how many people on the show are going to be invited to the big wedding? Is it going to be a big wedding? All these questions will be answered on today's show.
That was a little bit jockey. That was a little Gleason in there.
Yeah, I like that.
Shannon Katie.
It was, I've been saying, how long have I been saying to Oscar, when are you going to tie the knot? When are you going to tie the knot? There is a nice, stable world that comes from this. I will miss the captain of misogyny. That,
you know, doesn't have to change. Go
going anywhere.
No, it's going to change.
Let me tell you
I still live
pal.
My life, Mike.
Yeah, okay. You just wait. There isn't a married couple in the world that can
she plays by
in
my
the world.
Rules.
Oh, yeah.
So, just a quick context for you fellas out there thinking about this. You can go to every jewelry store in the world. You can go to the Highline ones. You can go to your neighborhood ones, and you will get different levels of service. Right. If you want to take a flyer, and it worked out for me, I bought the stone from BlueNile.com online, sent it to my brother's house so she wouldn't have an inkling of what was happening.
Okay.
And then
when they ship a rock that's worth that many dollars, how does it come in? Is it like in an envelope? Do they put it in a box? How do they do it?
When he told me that, I went to BlueNile.net, not .com, and unfortunately, I saw a couple of Egyptian people having sex. It was an Egyptian porn site.
Oh, that's a category.
That sounds good. Yeah.
BlueNile.net. I don't know. It might be. There's a website out there that
got
has
a
that.
Condo
you know.
Made of stone.
Blue Horseshoe loves Shannon Katie.
And then we had the stone for some time looking for the right setting because different women have different tastes, right?
Sure.
And I
wait a minute. She knew that you were looking for the
No. This is my. I'm including we as my brother, my sister.
Okay.
My sister-in-law and I were looking for something that would fit her personality.
Right. And that would have sucked the romance out of it.
And when we were in Los Angeles, we had the stone, and we traveled without Shannon to the jeweler in Los Angeles to create the actual setting for her.
You traveled cross country with the diamond?
Yes.
I would be.
That's a great idea.
Out of my flipping mind.
Well, he had
that.
It in his rectum. It was perfectly sealed.
And a sealed
bag. Perfectly set.
That's why she said, "Oh, look, it looks like a blood diamond."
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Well, he was going to.
That's
no,
awesome.
Actually, that is terrible. He put it in a piece of bread and he ate it before the trip. He watched Schindler's List. Oh, that's terrible. That is just so. That is
he
so
said,
horrible.
Congratulations, Shannon. We're going to be able to make you a ring in 3 to 4 days.
So my sister's jeweler in Beverly Hills,
oh man,
made the setting, created it, and then shipped it back to the East Coast.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
So what was your sister's jeweler's name? Do you remember?
I don't remember. I should probably give him a plug. I don't remember. I paid full price, Mike. I paid full price.
He's the jeweler. Let's bring him in. Play him in, Rob. He's here. Ladies and gentlemen,
it is the Zabaios family jeweler.
Hi.
Hello.
How are you?
Good.
This piece is the best. This is the greatest ring I've ever designed in my life. This is I only have one word to describe when I finished with it and put it on the velvet in front of me. And that word is.
Yes.
Perfect.
Thank you, jeweler.
It was an interesting back and forth because I had met him briefly because we had to really take a 2 or 3 hour chunk out of the day and almost disappear from Shannon when we were doing that.
Exactly.
And
so you poisoned her.
No, she had gone somewhere with my sister-in-law, and my sister and my brother and I all went to this jeweler.
Very crafty.
And he was flipping through his book. And I'm sure they do with politicians here at the jewelers in D.C., but he had pictures with Rihanna, with Katy Perry, with Ludacris, all
these
celebrities.
The real deal.
Ludacris.
Yes. And he goes,
Rihanna.
Oh. He goes, look at Ludacris. And I'm like, oh, that's cool, but that's not really something that added value. I was just looking at my clock.
Oh, wait a second.
Right?
I believe he's here.
Now, listen. If you're going to get a diamond, Santana, if you're going to get a diamond, look. You want to get a diamond, you want to get a good stone, you don't want any flaws in it, cut clarity, color. You want all those good threes, the big threes. But I mean, yeah, Ludacris, you're basing your diamond on Ludacris. Ludacris! I mean, that's ridiculous.
It's literally
ludicrous. It's stupid.
Yes. That was Bill O'Reilly. He did not identify himself.
Yeah.
And it's kind of odd that he would choose to come by, but he's always welcome.
Well, he has a beef with Ludacris.
He does. He has a huge beef.
Big
and Pepsi.
Big
hey, Bill, beef. What's your beef?
Beef, Ludacris.
We get the ring, and I think it's beautiful. I'm hiding it in all kinds of places. I'm talking about...
Oh, no.
No, not those places. That's how I transported it. Once it arrived, once it arrived to the East Coast, it was in my backpack for a good month.
Good place for it.
And my brother said, "Where's the ring?" I said, "Oh, my backpack, so she doesn't find it." He said, "You are an idiot." And I said, "That's probably right." But I didn't have any time to figure out where else. He goes, "Go to the bank and put it in a safety deposit."
Exactly. I missed this part because I was so excited about asking you all my silly questions.
Yes.
I missed the part about the website that sold you the diamond itself. Did you have to get it online, and did they ship it to you?
They ship it to you.
That's scary in and of itself. You are the online commerce guru. You are secure in this. I would be terrified to have an item of that value sent through shipping.
There is a Harvard case study on Blue Nile, and I read the case study, and I said, well, they've got a supply that is just phenomenal. They don't need brick and mortar stores, so they can give you a better price.
But it's not that. I would be scared about post office or FedEx.
It's certified. You insure it?
It's still nervous.
And you say
you insure it. Okay. Yeah. All right. That's cool. We're just rubes, Rob. We're rubes. We're just really we are. We're rubes that don't think like that. You know. I've been talking to my accountant. You know him. You love him, Andrew.
I do.
And Andrew is getting my taxes together. And you would be astonished at what things I panic about, because I'm just such a stupid rube. You know, like Andrew will send me an email and says, "Did you pay any property taxes up in Maine?" And I said, Carla, we pay. And then Carla says, "Well, you told me." And I'm like, "Oh, what happened? What? Panic. Yeah. And then we find out, like, with one phone call that everything was fine. But, I mean, it was like,
asks you that one question, your next vision is you in jail.
Yeah.
You're in jail with a ball. ball on a chain on your leg.
Yes. Because last words to Carla, like, before she went to Dreamland last night? I said, "Do you know what the deal is without having the same amount of money I used to have? Do you know what the deal is? You live in a constant state of terror."
Good night.
But anyway, it was that. Please.
That's good.
So, by the way, since we're saying this right now, just a message out to our dear, dear friend, Cappy Pfeiffer. Cappy, could I sleep in your horse barn? Anyway, just go ahead. All right.
Fresh straw. The O'Meara's are in town.
So you get the great setting. It's
the
beautiful.
Ring is perfect for her.
When the rock arrives, is it in a jewelry box? How does it get to you? And you open it up and it's like, nah.
It is, but for me, it's more, there are nerves involved because A, you don't want to lose it. B, you want to make sure it's right. Is it going to fit? There are all these different, details that you really can't control, right?
Mm-hmm. We actually have the delivery person that brought Oscar the ring.
Would you like to meet that person? Let's bring him to come in.
Hey, my precious.
Sorry.
And
not
I had the stone, unlike the snowblower, securely delivered to my parents' house.
The
ring and the stone together. Once it was done, they shipped it to the East Coast. They sent it to my parents' house, where my dad had to sign for it. And it was just him.
And then he left it in the front yard.
I'm going to put this here.
Listen, honey, I'm going to go to the convenience store. I'll leave this right here on the stoop. No problem at all for that.
So from the time you talked about a year ago, you started thinking about the stone. So,
yes.
And then, but during this entire year, like an entire year from birthday 29 to birthday 30, which is Shannon celebrated her 30th this weekend. You waited that whole time and got it all laid out. That's pretty good stuff.
Yep.
I probably was 3 months, maybe 4 months. You know, the whole process of what I was going to do, planning the vacation, how I was going to do it. So the stone arrives. How long between the stone and the ring that was all finished arriving at your mom and dad's house was there between that and the time you actually popped
the question? So the ring arrived to my parents' house finished and done on July 7th. So I'm sorry. January 7th.
Oh, God.
Almost 2 months. Now, a question for you. Now, I think all of us sort of assumed ultimately you two would end up married. We just didn't know when at the end of the road it was going to happen. It was the same with Carrie and me. I think everyone kind of knew once we had dated for a couple of years, we would be married.
I never thought it was a thing, a sure thing. Ever,
really?
Ever. Never thought he... I didn't think he'd ever do it.
I knew he'd do it. I thought it would be further down the road. But here's my question. Yes. I know the exact moment that I decided that I was going to ask Carrie to marry me. I know where I was, and what was going on. It was almost like a light switch flipped. Do you know when you decided this was going to happen?
If I'm being honest,
yeah.
About a year ago, I always had thought we were going to get married. I'd hoped, right?
Right.
But about a year ago, when I started school,
mm-hmm.
and the level of support that she showed me, but look, if you've been through a program like this, or if you go abroad, I imagine when you just don't see the person you love a day in, day out like you used to, you learn to appreciate them even more, right?
Right.
And I think once I was going through that first week, second week of class, and I saw the way that she was responding to my level of not just stress, but workload and really neglect towards her,
mm-hmm.
because you just... something's got to give, right?
And it's not so much, neglect is not a great mm-hmm. word, because what it was is that you were focused elsewhere. I don't think you probably ever neglected her, but you had to reprioritize.
You're not bringing your A game or
exactly.
your B game. It's
right.
probably your
Let's
C game.
Let's take a break. When we come back, I want to ask, one last question before we go to break. Yeah. The level of support she showed you, was it as much as I gave you? Anyway,
Almost even, Mike.
That's great.
A wash.
So it was priceless. I saw quickly, to answer your question,
yes.
I couldn't see myself with any... I saw myself and I realized that, and I knew before, but really clearly saw that I was the luckiest man in the world.
Very cool.
Oh, that's very sweet and very romantic. You'll learn. Anyway, when we take a break.
You've had the feeling more often than I have.
Yeah. Oh, I sure have.
That time leading up to a marriage is great, isn't it?
Well, you know, I had some pretty good fights with the exes before then, too.
And after, I
like to call them warning signs. just taking those signs. But anyway, we'll take a break and we'll come back with the man who probably was ultimately responsible for how he popped the question. And that, of course, was me. We'll take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills. And Oscar, congratulations
Thank
on your
you,
engagement
Oscar.
On the Mike O'Mara Show.
Later.
Joe, I've been listening to the network, and a lot of these shows are getting some great guests.
I know. Mike O'Mara's show got Patton Oswalt. Tony Perkins' show got Ringo Starr.
Yeah, that's some good stuff. Who should we get?
I mean, who could we get?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe we could get Rob Spiewak.
All right, let me text him. Rob, are you willing to do our show? Oh, he got back to me.
What did he say?
Go f*** yourself.
Sounds like a no.
I don't know. That could be a maybe. Rob and Joe Show, new episode every week. Please subscribe on iTunes and check us out on the TMOS app.
For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Omaha Steaks. Mm. Welcome back to our good friends at Omaha Steaks. The highest quality with one-of-a-kind flavor. Omaha Steaks has beef and bison from the Golden Plains. Yes, the Golden Plains. Yeah, you know, when I read that, I want to sound like Walter Brennan. I really do. It's just like, hey, that'll fix him. Get those Omaha Steaks from the Golden Plains there, boy. That's right. Load them up on the wagon train and bring them back east. So I can enjoy them down in Southwest Florida, where we got nothing but Burmese pythons and panthers and bears and big spiders and geckos. I want my Omaha Steaks real bad. Yes.
I brung you some dynamite.
I brung you seafood, poultry, pork, veal, and lamb, plus veggies, desserts, appetizers, all the good stuff. I love it. You'll love it. Everything is backed by Omaha Steaks' 100% unconditional guarantee. And right now, Omaha Steaks has the perfect package for our listeners. Huge savings and amazing variety. You got to take advantage of this. When you use the code TMOS, you get, listen to me, 76% off this exclusive package. That's the filet mignons. That's the bold beefy top sirloins. That's the moist savory boneless pork chops. The homestyle chicken fried steaks. The Italian spiced all beef meatballs that I saw somebody with this amazing plate of pasta make over the weekend. Listen, just for our listeners, all this incredible food, along with the gourmet franks, the desserts, everything. just for our listeners, this exclusive package, only $49.99. That's $49.99. So get on your computer, go to omahasteaks.com, type TMOS in the search bar, and it pops right up, and just add the O'Mara assortment to your cart. Again, that's omahasteaks.com, and enter TMOS in the search bar to get this great package for $49.99. Omaha Steaks and the O'Mara package, guaranteed to thrill
everybody.
We're back. The centerpiece of today's show, the only thing I really want to talk about today, is the fact that, yes, over the weekend, our own Oscar Santana made the plunge. He took the plunge and he got engaged to his beautiful, beautiful girlfriend, Shannon. And the ring is beautiful. And it was Shannon's birthday. And I didn't even ask you before the show whether you could go into the detail of the proposal.
Asked.
It's a wonderfully romantic story. And I love that. Oscar gave me a taste of this over the weekend. This is wonderful. I'll kick it back to you.
The timeline was asked to be, I guess, so... Mike, you know that we have you have friends in powerful places.
Yes,
and I would say that you have friends, and I've glommed on.
Right,
and that wonderful
Mike is your friend in a powerful place.
That yeah. wonderful
hey,
friend,
Elizabeth, you want to say hey, congratulations to Mr. Oscar for getting engaged? Come on over here. Come on over here, Lily Beats. Come on right over here. Here's my old my youngest daughter. This is my youngest daughter, Elizabeth.
Hi, Elizabeth.
Congratulations.
Thank you,
Oscar. I'm so happy.
Super
for you
excited. Hey, are your friends around?
Stop it.
Stop. Go out. No, we're not putting the friends on the show.
Come on. I can still look.
He's weird about that. You know? He's still weird about
that. I'm not married yet.
Give me a kiss. Love you. I love
you. Make me sound like a pervert.
My little Lily Beats going
he's
to the Red
weird
Sox
about
game.
That.
She's got a Red Sox jersey. She's got a Red Sox jersey.
Yeah. Yeah, let me take a gander.
Away from that. Yeah,
okay,
bastard.
So anyway, moving on.
Yes, go ahead.
Hey, Mike, would it be okay if the young teens came and heard how romantic
they're
Oscar is?
They're not teens.
Yeah, okay. Yes, 20. They are. Yes, they are. Yes,
oh,
they are.
I'm sorry, but they're over 18.
Oh, you better update your charts.
So back to the story of your engagement
yeah,
to
yeah,
your
that's
girlfriend.
Right. Moving back yes. to that. So our friend in a powerful place
yes.
said, if you could so just keep things, you know, kosher. Just not mention all the details, but I'll say this, that
okay,
I
good,
told
good. I'm
Shannon.
Glad I qualified it before we started talking.
I told Shannon that the University of Maryland, Robert H. Smith School, was having a gala, which they were.
Yes.
But I had convinced her that it was this past weekend, and it actually happened the weekend before.
Okay.
So I sent her a screenshot of the invitation. I changed the date. And I said,
oh,
you have
good.
To
sneaky,
you
I
have
like
to
that.
Get a dress ready and like do like we have to go nice. We have to represent ourselves very classy. So I'll wear a jacket and a dress shirt and just be ready by 8 o'clock. And she was ready to go. I got an Uber because I'm classy that way.
Very nice.
Yes.
Did you get the Uber black?
I got an SUV. I sprung for the SUV, Mike.
Attaboy. That's good. Good move.
As I was leading up to our actual evening, I called her her mother, her stepfather. Her father had passed, but I called her stepfather. I called her all three brothers. I called her sister and all asked them for their blessing.
Now, that was something
so
I was going
to
ask if you did ask for her hand. That's
yes, I asked.
Very traditional
I asked
thing.
Her mother.
Oscar was extremely thoughtful to everybody, including me.
And me.
Sharing it with me and with you and everybody on the show that way before it went like online. It
viral.
Was just, he was thoughtful. He's a thoughtful guy that way. That's cool. I like that.
So I had, when we were in Arizona for New Year's, the reason really why we went to Arizona wasn't just to spend New Year's in Arizona. It was really to ask her parents in person there and let them know that this was coming, right?
Oh, that's great.
Cool. And how did they react? How did they
were happy
react?
Then, but they were really
you
happy
what?
When they heard.
No!
No. Her mom started crying and her stepfather started tearing up. It was nice, right?
That's cool.
Yeah, and they were, and you're sure they were tears of joy.
Yeah, I hope they were.
That's right.
It's hard to see.
Now, when
the phone.
Did you visit with Sheriff Joe Arpaio?
A lot of people don't know that that's her stepdad. That's right.
So,
Oscar, come in. I want you to dress in this pink jumpsuit and then we'll talk.
Let's talk in the cell, son.
You like bologna?
I called them just a few hours beforehand because I didn't want them to spoil the surprise.
So you had already gotten their technical permission, yes. But they didn't know the date.
And her siblings didn't know either.
Okay.
You know,
good.
You're like George Bush a little bit, you know. When George Bush, like, talked about war and stuff, he was like, he just steamroll ahead. You're telling this little sensitive romantic story. Yeah. It's out of your comfort
Mission
zone.
Mission accomplished.
Yes. Yes.
I love that. I
Mission
love
accomplished.
That.
She said yes.
I love that.
Let's do the audio vault. I know it's early, but let's do it.
That's cool that the dad got teary and the mom went out to Arizona. This is cool. So go ahead. I didn't mean to.
It's great. And then so she was ready. She was running a little late. I was.
And yet you still went through with the proposal.
I was pretty
Were you upset
nervous.
When she was late? Were you
Well, there
upset?
Was a timeline on this thing, right?
Sure.
What was about to happen was there was a lot of moving parts. And
you know what? Even if it's simple, it's still stressful, like nobody's business.
The car came. She just got it together and went out. I had bought roses earlier in the day that I hid in the car. So I had in the back of my car, right?
Okay.
So I went out the back way from our condo. She went out the front to the car like it was just any other night. Got in. I was like, hold the Uber. I got to get something. So I went out the back, grabbed the roses, and then came out with the big roses, walked up to the car. And then I think at that point she knew something was going on, right?
Mm-hmm.
So wait a minute. So you brought the roses before you.
But he has the cover that it's her birthday.
Yes.
So even though it's over the top, that's fine. So she was like,
"What's going on?"
I'm with you. All right,
what's going on? And I was like, "Nothing. You know, just no big deal." I was like, "No, we're gonna be late, and we can't be late in front of the whole business school."
And that's when Oscar said, "As to cover up," Oscar said, "Oh, these roses, these are not for you."
So we get moving, and I GPS the coordinates of where I want the Uber car, the driver to drop us off, because I didn't want to tell him go towards blank.
Right.
So we're pulling.
I hate the fact that you can't talk about it.
Well, I can say where it was, but I'm leading up to that, Mike.
Okay, good.
It's a reveal. It's a good reveal.
I didn't know you were just. I thought as long as you let people know what it was.
The car pulls up to the National Mall, and we are in front of the Washington Monument.
Hey.
Yeah.
It's America's favorite obelisk, Mike.
It is freezing. Absolutely freezing.
That's
you
right.
Can't control. That's the one thing you can't
Friday
control.
Friday night
right?
was yeah. freezing, yeah.
What is it right now there? What is your
beautiful day today? High of 61.
Yes.
Oh,
nice
wow.
and mild.
Mm-hmm.
But not on Friday night. And I said, look, we gotta go meet some friends. So we were walking up, and she said, and it was funny because all I kept on thinking about is the one time I was at a bar up the street with one of my classmates, and I said, "There's a club at the bottom of the Washington Monument."
Yes, I remember
it's
that.
It's called the Monument.
You were fooling the girls,
and they all went out
in the basement of the Monument. Yeah.
One of the greats. Yeah. One of the great all-time Oscar stories when he did that. That's
so,
fantastic.
I kept on thinking about that as we're walking because it is, I would say, at least 50 yards from where you can get dropped off to the monument, and it's freezing, right?
Yeah.
And
we're
now, what did you tell her? What was your cover story when you got?
I said we
got
to meet a few friends. They want to take some pictures, and I think she knew. She's like, "What's going on? What's going on?" And she's not complaining. She's excited. I can feel it.
We got to meet a few friends who are celebrating President's Day.
I said, "You know how like these business DC guys are? Like, you know, they just do their thing,
sure,
whatever." So we are walking up, and we're walking around the corner, and I said, "Look, we can stand on this side of the monument, and we won't. The wind will stop whipping around."
Sure.
And then the door opens, and we go inside and go to the top, where she is now like shocked that we are going up to the top of the Washington Monument.
So this is happening in real time. She's has
yeah,
no
in
idea,
real time, real time.
No even way to say no to
by
what's
yourself,
going on.
By ourselves,
by themselves.
By ourselves.
They've got it all to themselves.
Yes.
Do you remember this?
Yes.
Huh? Okay, come on.
So
huh?
We went up there, and we looked around, and when I found a nice space, a nice time, after we looked around, I got on one knee, and I proposed.
There you go. In the Washington Monument,
yes.
baby.
Wow.
In the Washington Monument, huh? Isn't
yeah.
that
At
cool?
The top.
And the cool thing is if she had said no, he wouldn't have let her use the elevator down.
Mm-hmm.
She'd
That's
had to
right.
use the steps. So,
so
he's got a bargaining chip.
It was a wonderful experience, and it was also something that I thought that really suited, you know, really her, and I thought it was unique. And you know, I had pulled that page for a different occasion from Mr. Mike O'Mara's playbook, and that's why Mike ultimately is responsible for this.
I was so thrilled when I heard that you did it that way because, you know, we don't want to mention the people that set it up.
Yeah.
But anyway,
hey,
it was.
Come on. He specifically asked.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. But you know what?
People can't be friends with us.
It's
the worst.
I know.
Well, I won't get to that today, but that's a story of my life. But anyway, you know what? It just
she started crying and said yes.
So you said it was so totally cold. Did that mean you had one of those crystal clear views of the city?
The view from the city was gorgeous. I'd never been up there. I hadn't been up there since I was a kid, right?
I still never have.
And she hadn't been up there since she was a child on a field trip as well. Mm-hmm. And look, we take a lot of things for granted here in the D.C. area, and the majority of our listeners still are in this area. And I'm not preaching to the choir because I'm just as responsible for this as anybody else that drives by and doesn't really appreciate what we have.
Everybody
in the city.
In D.C. Yeah. that lives in D.C. takes the city for granted.
Yeah.
And the tourists come in and they're amazed at the Lincoln Memorial and the Jefferson Memorial and the White House and the Capitol.
The history.
That. We live here. We drive by. There you go.
It is.
History that's there is it's just beautiful. Yeah. And it is breathtaking. And the way that they've restored even the interior of that monument, where as you're going up and down, the elevator slows so you can see the actual mason stones for different cities.
There were
absolutely gorgeous
states, but yeah.
Different
and it
states.
Was, it was,
oh, they had Baltimore. They don't just do states.
Oh, so they
do cities,
okay,
yeah.
I thought it was
and the FDNY has one up there. They have all kinds
of... The total restoration was like maybe 2 or 3 years ago where they actually put the whole thing in scaffolding. I mean, they really redid the whole thing. So that is so awesome.
Here's the thing that I think is the coolest about this. You know, now, any time, and it's the most prominent landmark in the nation's capital, and now, any time you see that or your beloved sees that, that's the coolest thing about doing it the way you did it. You will have that reminder. If you F it up, it'll be one of the most painful things.
Someone's
got to
move. Someone's got to move, Mike. To wrap it up, we spent some time up there. We got it on video.
Was it sexy time?
No, that's sexy time.
Sexy time. And was there anyone with you at that particular
moment? Yes, our friend was with us.
Oh, good.
So,
sorry.
Did the friend do the video?
He did the video because he actually said, I'm going to take some pictures up here, but he actually turned the camera around when I did it and took video.
When our friend sends you the video, make sure that's the only thing from his camera he sends you. Just to be sure.
He's a sweet guy.
He is the sweetest guy ever. And he didn't have to do all of that. And he put a lot of strings to make that happen. We went with our friend back to where I had dinner reservations, which is at Martin's Tavern down the street. And we sat.
That's the place where Kennedy used to go with
his
book.
Oh, proposed.
You went there. That's where you and I had lunch that one time.
So we sat.
Or did we have dinner? I forgot. It was dinner. We had dinner there.
We sat in the same booth that John F. Kennedy proposed to Jackie.
Oh my God!
And that's such a wonderfully historic place. Oscar hit me to that joint. I love that. That's fantastic.
And
we had
dinner there. They brought us champagne on the house, which is a nice treat.
Nice.
And it was a beautiful night. And it was just the two of us. It was nice.
Got to give him a round of applause for this.
I agree.
Don't you?
Yeah.
Don't you have to give him a round of applause for that?
I guarantee I've taken down notes. The next time I get married, I'm doing it just like that.
That is truly true. How did you do it, by the way? How did you do it?
Drive-thru? No, no. Got Carrie a day of beauty at, I believe, Elizabeth Arden that day. And it was
that one? That might have been one of those times that we all were getting like the
Elizabeth Arden. Here's the deal. But here's the deal. She had a really pushy, almost hateful a beautician that tried to totally reinvent the way she did her makeup.
Mm-hmm.
So Carrie came home that day. It seems to me it must have been her birthday. She came home that day in tears.
Aww.
And we were going out for a fancy dinner that night. And I opened the door, and I think I'm even in a coat and tie. Mm-hmm. And I said, how did it go? I hate that place. And so then we went out to a fancy dinner, came home, and I had given, she was roommates with her sister at the time.
Oh,
and
nice.
I had paid for her sister and her boyfriend to go out and give us the place for the night.
Oh.
And what happened is the sister found it really suspicious.
Oh, because you are not spending money.
The fact that she said, why do they need to have the apartment to themselves? And I remember her mom, bless her heart, rest in peace. She said, so what if Rob wants to do some bizarre sex act? It's Carrie's birthday. Let him do what he wants. So I had
sex swings laid out.
I had asked her father and her mother, because they were divorced at the time and still are, if
for the hand, and they were cool with it. So they knew it was coming up. Her mom did not let on. So we came back from dinner, got down on my knee, proposed to her, and of course she burst into tears, was very excited. By the time she had called her mom, her sister had been hiding in her bedroom and came out because she didn't go out. She said, I thought this was what was going to happen. Aww. She said, you're going to get married, aren't you? I said, Her sister
hid without your permission, hid in the bedroom?
That's weird.
And
that's,
I don't think I...
Like, you're wrong. Really you're wrong.
Sneaky.
I bet you were happy about that.
I don't think I ever got the money back either. I
don't know. You just sat there under the bed quietly?
No, you see, it was two separate bedroom suites in the...
Still.
I know. So, you know, but we're much better. Better friends now.
Got a water glass to the door.
Exactly. String.
Yes. Mine was out in Napa with Carla. Mine
That's
was out
gorgeous.
In Napa at a beautiful restaurant overlooking a vineyard and not a single tear. But anyway, I'll always remember.
From her. From her.
Yes, from her. Yes. Me. I was just like, please marry me, please.
Inconsolable.
Get this man a wet nap.
We'll take a break. Come back with more fun. We haven't even talked about. We've been talking about Oscar, but we haven't been talking about the Oscars.
It's a wonderful.
Thank
night
you all, by the
Oscar.
Way, for the kind words.
Congratulations.
People,
that
honestly,
is wonderful.
The outpouring of support and love that I've seen on my wall.
Yes.
And what you guys said personally to me, just really touching. Warms
it was,
the heart.
You know, it was, and you said it. He was ebullient. It was cute when he called us on Saturday.
Oh, it's still cool.
He was
I think it's
so
wonderful.
Joyful.
It's great.
Loved
made
it.
My weekend.
I couldn't wait to tell Carrie, but she had to wake up from her nap.
Congratulations,
thank
Oscar.
You.
Give our love to Shannon, and that's really, really terrific. And boy, what a home run. What a classy and wonderful way to do it at the same time. That's good stuff. And now on to the bad part. All right, we'll take a break. Come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Let's face facts. Your company is only as good as the people you hire, but hiring the best people isn't easy.
No.
And you can bet there's other companies out there trying to get them first. You need an edge. You need ZipRecruiter.com. Trust me, one single job posting is not going to find the quality candidates you need. And if you're already short-staffed, you don't have the time to deal with dozens of different job sites, now there's hope. With ZipRecruiter.com. You can post to over 100 job sites. You can do it with a single click. They're all there. And if you're already short-staffed, this is going to help you out. Be instantly matched to the best candidates from over 6 million resumes. They're all right there. In just one post, within 24 hours, you can watch all the candidates for your job appear in ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. Real clients say they've taken this process from painful to easy. ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses. That's a lot of people. You can try it right now. Do it absolutely free. Remember, getting the right people is really the most important thing for your company. It's so very important. Try ZipRecruiter right now and get your perfect candidate before they go to somebody else. You can try ZipRecruiter today, and it's free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS to get started. Try it for free right now. If you're listening to my voice right now and you are trying to get that candidate for your job, and you can, go to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS and do it today. Thank you very much. Welcome back to the show. Whoa. Great news with Oscar.
And, wonderful.
You know, it made me so happy. It almost made up for what I believe is maybe the worst quality of telecast that I've ever seen for an award show. It appeared to me that they never rehearsed. It was so, you know, I think that you can give credit to Chris Rock for being somewhat funny, but at the same time, the diversity issue, gee, they covered that. I mean, they covered it and they covered it and they covered it enough. You know, here's the key. I think when you're doing satire and when you're trying to make a, you're trying to make a situation that's very, very difficult into something that can get your message across and keep it light as well, you hit and run. You do it, you make it laser, you make it rapier wit funny, and then you move on. They didn't do that. They wallowed with several mediocre bits, and I just think because they went back to it so many times, it ultimately watered down the message, which, by the way, I agree with. I think there needs to be more diversity in Hollywood. But it was very frustrating to watch that telecast. I thought it was ham-handed.
Horrible and slow.
And here's the thing. I tape it now. and watch it in the morning because my kid gets up at 5:30 in the morning. So I'm watching that, and I looked and I said, well, again, I got a 30-minute extension on my DVR for the Oscars, and the bastards still couldn't bring it in under 3 hours and 30 minutes. Are you telling me that you're trying to generate interest in cinema and have people get excited about movies when you wallow through 3.5 hours of masturbatory crap where you're bringing everybody but their uncle, and it sucked. The awards were great. I agreed with a lot of the awards. I thought that was fantastic.
But they could have
were good.
They could have done that in an hour. I think they cram
like four of the biggest awards into the last 6 minutes. It was ridiculous.
And can you believe how long it took to get through just the writing awards with the produced piece? It was almost
ridiculous.
Like slow motion.
And then you're trying to make up time by playing off the director of The Revenant, who had an amazing speech and very important things to say, and you're play him off.
One of the biggest prizes of the night.
One of the biggest prizes. And by the way, that director who, in my opinion, The Revenant was transformative. I do believe it. I don't like that word. I think it's overused. Not in this case. I think The Revenant has changed the way I will experience movies when I go into them. You're going to see things that you really believe are real. And that's what my experience was with The Revenant, where I was so terrified because it was so real and so gritty. And it's because of this amazing director who did a great job with the Michael Keaton film the previous year. Mm-hmm. This guy's a legitimate genius. And that's who they decide to play off. There's so many moments. It's hard to keep track of.
Also, I think one of the problems is that I did not like their opening video piece, which was congratulatory to the movie business, that long 3-minute montage. It was beautifully done.
Yeah, I thought it sucked too. It was beautifully done, but it was boring.
It was a foot dragger. And then Chris Rock came out and did a good monologue. I thought it was gutsy, but...
Yeah, he dealt with it right away, which I think was great.
But
then he went back to it.
If they had stopped there, that would have been great. But here was the thing I had a problem with. The crowd, which is largely made up of stars, didn't know how to handle some of his more biting jokes.
Right.
And when he said the thing that tonight's memoriam reel is only going to be black people that were killed by policemen on their way. But then they bounce and they laughed and applauded the joke. I said, that's not a laugh and applaud joke. That is a quiet...
You know what it is? Let me tell you what it is.
Reflection joke.
We live in a celebrity culture now. You don't need any more evidence than our political system to know that the world is a reality show now. Mm-hmm. That is the way it goes. And those stars, by and large, I looked at more people who were so terrified of making a misstep, whether it's on the red carpet. Nobody wants to screw up, and so no one's loose. Remember the days of Jack sitting in the front row, and it's like, hey, Jack, how are you? And then they pretend that the Golden Globes are loose. Well, no, they're not. No, it's the same thing. Everybody is so afraid of a misstep. Everything is so... There was an expression used about PGA Tour golfers over the weekend. Might have read it, might have heard it. I don't know where I got it from, where... The looks that they wear are scripted from the hat down to their shoelaces.
True.
That's how tightly controlled.
Yeah.
It's the same thing now with all media. It is so tightly controlled, and everybody's in a little box. And I find myself just watching this and going, oh, my God, when is it going to end? But I'd forgive all of that if you would shorten it by half. That's all I ask is by half, all right? That's going to give you a good two-hour show. That's going to be an hour and 45-minute show. Fine. No problem. And disperse the big awards through the entire evening. You have all of the major awards in 15 minutes.
Yeah, they used to give you at least one acting one up front, usually a supporting one. But they need to take a page from the Grammys and tighten it up. If they go 2 hours and they you know what? I hate to do this to the people that are making documentary short subjects. Move them to the governor's lunch. You know, let them get their awards and announce that they've won.
Nobody watches it. How do you relate to that as an audience when you don't see the stuff and you're not out there? The great parts of it. and I want to get it all in. Some of the wonderful part. I thought the DiCaprio speech was fantastic.
Yes.
I mean, that was well-known fact for anybody that knows anything about media, that they did have to travel to find the cold climates to shoot in. That was a very good springboard to actually talk about his issue, and I'm fine with that. What a great platform to talk about something that I think is important to the world. I really do. I believe that, and that's okay with me. You know, you had the young lady from Room, which is
Brie Larson,
an incredible performance, deserving. I thought the best actor and the best actress, they hit it. They hit it spot on. Those are the people that should have won. And I think the surprise that The Revenant did not win Best Picture, and I went back and I thought, yeah, but you know what? The epic nature of the movie Spotlight, which I also saw, deserved it. And I think that was just... I think they spread the wealth, and they gave Mad Max a tremendous amount of technical awards, which it deserved. I was really satisfied with the award winners, and I thought that part was great. The problem was you have to wait 3 hours and 30 minutes.
So you watched
the Girl Scout cookie bet wasn't bad.
That was not bad.
That was fun.
It wasn't bad, but at the same time, it was he revisited it and brought them up with a tote board, and it's like it was a solid laugh, but not knee slapping. Louis C.K. shows you how to be.
That's the way you do it.
He's not even reading a prompter, right?
When he's talking about documentaries and they don't make any money and they came in a Honda Civic, that was the funniest part of the entire telecast as far as I was concerned.
You watched it on tape. I stayed with it live as much as I could. I made it to the death reel. And I didn't even have any fast forward built up.
The death reel sucked too, did it not, Rob? You're a student of death.
It was horrible.
I mean, that's just horrible.
I will give Dave Grohl credit.
Thank you, thank you for that chuckle. I appreciate that.
Dave Grohl had a very tough job because he had to sing in and out of like vocal cues that were built up to the thing. He did a wonderful job.
Yeah, he aced it.
But then there was the moment like they did the things from Toy Story and the Minions came out and then the Star Wars droids came out. And really the only thing I could think about is like, okay, this hour of the Oscars was written by the staff from Sonny and Cher. It was like putting in gimmicks and things that weren't funny. It just wasn't funny.
Yeah, I think it's something that, the best part about the Oscars were the movies themselves.
Yeah.
The movies that were nominated, I thought they did a really, really terrific job.
At least it was a good year for movies. At least there's that.
It was a good year, really, really good year for movies. And, lots of deserving winners. And go see them all. If you haven't seen Spotlight, check out Spotlight. It's worthy of your time. So is Room. So is The Revenant. And, if you want to have a chick moment... Saoirse, go see Ronan. Ronan. Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Brooklyn. Yeah. Go see Brooklyn.
Go see a movie with Robert De Niro from 6 years ago.
Assassins everywhere.
You know what? Last night inspired me to see Mad Max, which is really not my style of movie, but honored. And I did love when Louis C.K.
I'll give you. Here's my trailer for Mad Max.
Okay.
It's constant action.
See, I'd see that movie. But pretty great when Louis C.K. opened up the envelope for Best Documentary Short and said, Mad Max.
Mad Max.
And I said, that was really the only solid funny moment of the night was his little speech.
See, my take was really that I didn't think it was as horrible as you guys thought.
Oh, it's horrible.
Because I have a different perspective. I didn't know the way that Chris Rock was actually going to talk about the subject matter because he could have done it. I think it was ham-handed in certain instances when they kept playing the bit throughout the show.
Right.
But the fact that he hit it head on and the jokes he made about, really everyone involved, I thought that was interesting.
Hadn't he said that he wasn't going to address it?
Yeah, well, he was making, a few jokes here and there that
I didn't mind the Chris Rock part. I'm a huge fan of Chris Rock. What I minded was the overall telecast. That's what I'm criticizing.
Yep.
And I thought that they did go to the well. I'm just talking about the initial joke. And it wasn't just Chris Rock. There was a lot of that. And sometimes you don't accomplish what the goals are. If the goal is to create an awareness in people's minds, sometimes you gotta play it the right way. But at the same time, it happens. They should be called out on it, so I'm cool with that. I just thought the telecast went way, way, way too long.
Imagine staying up for it. Your boy.
Oh, God.
Shannon was like, they haven't gone. Yeah, I stayed up till like 12:30. Shannon said, they're not there yet. I'm like, it's best picture. Hold on.
And then he said, and then Oscar said what she's waiting to hear. It's going long. The wedding's off.
I wanted to see live Leonardo DiCaprio accept the award. I wanted to see
And I thought it was cool with Spotlight.
Yeah, I thought it was worth it.
Cool.
I thought it was cool that they had the guy from the real reporter from Spotlight in the audience, which was cool. And I didn't know that Buzz had a second job. I wasn't sure about that. So we're going to take a break.
He was at the paper and he quit.
Okay. Don't you pile on now. Stop it. Okay. Those are hit and runs. We'll take a break. Come back with news you may not need on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Hi, everybody. It's Mike O'Meara, host of Political Persuasions. A lot of you have been talking to me about this show that's going to be debuting on the More Network, and I'd like you to be a part of it. We tape our first Political Persuasions episode next Tuesday, and I'll be talking to you, the listeners, about our crazy political landscape. Now, if you want to be a participant on Political Persuasions, all you have to do is send me an email explaining why. I want to know your politics. I want to know what you have to say, and you don't have to agree with me. All you do is send an email to politics@MikeO'MearaShow.com. Then get ready, because next Tuesday, we're going to be taping our first episode of America's favorite new political talk show. It's Political Persuasions on the More Network, and I want to hear from you. Once again, send an email to politics@MikeO'MearaShow.com. Then get ready. Political Persuasions makes its debut next Tuesday, and I want you, I'm pointing at you like Uncle Sam, to be a part of it. We'll see you then.
Still haven't picked who I'm going to talk to yet. I'm not sure. Haven't made that decision.
Do you have it narrowed down to a few people?
No, haven't figured out how to get into the thing. Anyway, welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show.
So brought to you by Texture.
No, he gave me like an app. He gave me the email.
The login.
The login. And it's like, login to what? I go to, where do I log in? Anyway, that's the God's honest truth. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. Well, it's a half hour. It might just be me. Texture, that is our sponsor for news you may not need. We have become a society of bingers. It's the best way to watch TV. And now, thanks to Texture, it is also the best way to read magazines. You know what you like? So Texture lets you get all the magazines you want in one super convenient place, right on your tablet or smartphone. Binge away. Breeze through hundreds of the world's most popular magazines, including back issues, for all the articles that interest you. So, I don't just binge on Esquire and Golf Digest. The Texture editorial team recommends new content just for me each day, and I love it. It stops me in my tracks quite often, because I'll get an article that I just have to read, and I can't do anything before I read it. It's fantastic. Sign up for Texture today for instant insider access to the best reads and premium content. Super easy to use. Just click the headlines, and Texture takes you instantly to the article. You'll get immediate access to all of the top magazines, including back issues and bonus video content. Try Texture for free right now at texture.com/TMOS. That's texture.com/TMOS. And I know when you try Texture, you are going to love it as much as I do, everybody.
News.
Make a little more noise, Mike. When Oprah Winfrey invested $43 million in Weight Watchers last year, the stock went up and she doubled her money almost instantly. Then, last month, she made $12 million in an hour just by posting a 30-second Weight Watchers ad about how she eats bread every day.
I love bread.
I love bread.
Bread!
I love bread! I love bread! Thank you. But just so you know, Oprah's not magic. She loses money on the stock market like everybody else. Last Thursday, the stock plummeted 27%, meaning she lost $24 million at the drop of a hat.
Oh,
how about that?
No.
Don't worry about it, though. She bought in when the shares were $6.79. It's currently at $11.01, so she's still up around $75 million.
And Mike, in a related story, Dr. Phil bought a $5 scratcher. Nothing.
Yeah, Oprah, by the way, is worth $3 billion overall.
Oof.
In case anybody was
billion with a
it's
B.
All relative.
It is relative.
It's a billion with a B. Deadpool raked in another $31.5 million this weekend to take the top spot the third straight week. Meanwhile, the new action flick, Gods of Egypt. Anybody know anything about that one?
Mm-mm. Ooh,
anything?
Gods of Egypt.
That's not the Bible movie, is it?
No, I don't think so. I saw a trailer
Bible
for
movie
it.
Coming out.
It doesn't look like anything crazy. A lot of CGI.
Okay, isn't that the Gods of Egypt? Aren't they the guys that sold you your diamond?
From BlueNile.com. That movie bombed. It debuted at just $14
million
with a $140 million budget.
Ooh.
So that's not
rough.
Not good. 50 Shades of Grey and Fantastic Four tied for Worst Picture at the Razzies. But 50 Shades ruled the night, winning Worst Screenplay, Worst Actress for Dakota Johnson, Worst Actor for Jamie Dornan, and Worst On-Screen Duo for the two of them. Here are all the winners. Worst Picture, 50 Shades of Grey at Fantastic Four.
Okay, tie.
Worst Actor, Jamie Dornan, 50 Shades of Grey, and Worst Actress, Dakota Johnson, 50
Jax
Shades of Grey.
Jax, really, he dodged a bullet. From Sons of Anarchy.
Oh, didn't he?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, because he was originally supposed to be the guy.
Yeah,
Charlie Hunnam really made the right call, not taking on that project. And he's smart for doing that. Jennifer Garner. She looked fantastic at the
really
Oscars
nice.
Last night. She is talking about her split from Ben Affleck. She tells Vanity Fair, quote, "We had been separated for months before I ever heard about The Nanny. She had nothing to do with our decision to divorce. She was not a part of the equation." She adds, quote, "No one needs to hate him for me. I don't hate him. Certainly we don't have to beat the guy up." She's being very,
so
very
it wasn't,
why are you tittering away?
Because it wasn't
there?
Fran Drescher that broke up the marriage.
Oh, come on, Ben. I want him. Ben Affleck, I'm in the bubble, man. Are you kidding me? Come on, look at that. Look, my nipples are sticking out of the water. Come on.
Anyway, she says, don't beat the guy up. He's the most brilliant person in any room. This is sad because she's still... you know, feeling a lot of love for him. The most charismatic, the most generous. He's just a complicated guy. That's Jennifer talking. She's, anytime anybody takes high road in a situation
that is
like
classy.
This.
Classy
day. One thing Jennifer does kind of hate about Ben is his new full back tattoo of a phoenix rising from the ashes. She says, quote, "You know what we would say in my hometown about that? Bless his heart." That's pretty funny. Because behind the scenes, that bastard.
Mm-hmm.
A phoenix rising, this is her quote, "A phoenix rising from the ashes. Am I the ashes in this scenario? I take umbrage. I refuse to be the ashes."
No, I think
you know what? I like her. I really do. I think he blew it. I think she's a class act. You don't know what the story is with couples for sure, but I was really bummed that was not a Hollywood romance that lasted.
I think the tattoo has everything to do with Matt Damon.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think.
There you go. Yes.
A rebirth.
He's my phoenix. Moving right along. We all have different ways of dealing with grief and remembering previous generations. 21-year-old Emily Davis of Hampshire, England, was busted back in August for illegally parking in handicapped spots. She did have a handicapped parking pass in her car, but it was her grandmother's.
Oh.
Her dead grandmother's.
Oh, the late lady. Mm. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
she had Emily's passed. Grandma died back in September of 2014, but Emily hung on to the pass and used it to avoid having to pay for parking.
Jeez.
Lovely lady, isn't it? When the cops questioned her about it, she had a hell of an excuse. She said she was using the handicap pass to honor her dead grandmother.
Oh, dear.
For some reason, they didn't buy that. She was in court last week, got over $1,500 in fines and penalties. So I think there you go if you're going to be that nasty.
That's
nearly
$2,000 in honor.
And now, a little something-something, a unicorn actually got loose in Madeira, California on Wednesday night. And it is Madeira, right?
Yes,
I always
exactly
get this
right.
Town. Technically, it was a white pony with a horn strapped to its head, and it escaped from a kid's birthday party. But when it broke away and started running around town, we're such a brilliant country.
We are.
I mean, have you ever been more secure in the fact that we are a nation of idiots? When it broke away and started running around town, no one knew the backstory. They just saw a unicorn. So naturally, the cops started getting confused calls about a unicorn on the loose. It even made it onto the highway.
I gotta call you and tell you there's a unicorn. Oh my God, it's real. It's a real unicorn.
Is this the police? You're not gonna believe what I seen.
Eventually, the California Highway Patrol got involved and used a helicopter to track it down. Your tax dollars at work.
Unicorn squad.
It still took them 3.5 hours to catch it. You know, oh, there were green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpy-backed camels and some chimpanzees. Well, that sounds like a lot, but that would be nothing if they were trying to catch a leprechaun. Leprechauns are way more wily than unicorns. A woman named Sandra Booz, B-O-O-S, owns the pony. The cops didn't give her a citation, but told her they would if the unicorn got free again. She said she would keep the unicorn safe and secure in the barn with the trolls, the wood nymphs, and her dragon. We'll take a break, and when we come back, it's the Audio Vault with Rob Truax right here on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Buenos dias.
Buenas noches.
Me amo cake.
Me amo cookie.
It's the show with an international flair.
No, that's Oscar.
His pants have international flares.
It's like pleats.
And the tiniest shirts you've ever seen. So if you want Oscar, listen to the Mike O'Meara Show. But if you want Katie and Rob,
listen to Cake and Cookies.
Or don't.
Worst promo ever, Rob.
Cake and Cookies. Rob and Katie. It's the Rob and Katie Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Amazon. Howdy, partner. Yeah, I called you partner. That's because you guys are our partners in the podcast. You know that. Here's
true.
The deal. You count on us for the funny, and we count on you to shop through our Amazon portal, and you're doing a great job. We want you to keep doing it. That's why we remind you. You see, anytime you purchase something through our Amazon link, we get a tiny percentage. It doesn't cost you any extra. It's the best and easiest way for you to support the show. So make sure you find our Amazon link, bookmark it, and then use it every day you shop Amazon. Then smile because you just helped out your favorite podcast. Remember, if you need it or want it, Amazon has it. Just go to MikeO'MearaShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon button on our website or use the TMOS app and click on the shopping cart. Then shop like you normally would. It's that simple, but it means the world to us. Thanks, partner. Now get along, little doggy.
Yeah, get along there, yeah. Let's open up that audio vault for today, Monday, February 29th, 2016, the first day of the rest of Oscar Santana's life. Yes, sir.
It's been a while, Mike, since we've nominated a Mike O'Meara Show Submitter of the Week, but today it's your old buddy, Alan Wenzel, who takes us back
Alan
in
Wenzel,
time.
Oh, Alan Wenzel, very funny man. Absolutely.
Very, very funny man, and I always open emails from him right away. Takes us back in time. We're all embroiled in political stuff right now, but let's go back to Philadelphia in 1980, when this, I had never seen this clip, when KYW TV started following mayor at the time, Frank Rizzo.
Frank Rizzo, oh my God, one of the great nasty mayors of the world.
To see if he was up to things that were no good. So they put an unmarked van out in front of Mayor Rizzo's house. And when Rizzo found out about it, came and did not assault the reporter, but certainly gave the reporter a good talking to. Keep in mind, at this time, this was a sitting mayor in one of the biggest cities in America.
Oh, this is great.
Frank Rizzo.
You're a crumb creep. I want to fight you. But you don't have the courage. You're a real crumb bum. Get away from me.
Well, sir, I'm on the public street. I should be authorized to be here.
I'll break it over your head.
Him, yeah.
Get away from me, you crumb. You're a crumb creep coward. I want to fight you.
Why is that?
Because you're a crumb creep lush coward.
You don't even know me, Mayor.
You are a lush, I can tell by looking at you. I was a cop all my life, and I know a lush when I see one, and you're a lush. You're a creep. Get away from me.
Thank you, Mayor.
Wow. Play it again.
You
play
want one more time? All right.
You're a crumb creep coward. Sounds like a cartoon show, doesn't it?
It does. It does. God. And also, people, this to bring in a little more current, the Jerky Boys would always say, Frank Rizzo.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that was sort of a tribute to this mayor of Philadelphia.
You're a crumb creep.
And you know what? People don't use the word crumb enough anymore.
Mm-hmm. I know. You're a crumb creep.
You're a crumb. This is like Frank Sinatra in 1950.
So
you're
it's a crumb, crumb creep, coward, lush.
Lush, crumb track. Bum. We get crumb bum. And when, crumb bum. When it doesn't go bad enough, he says, I'm going to imply that he has a drinking problem.
I want to fight you.
I want to I know a crumb bum lush when I see it.
Oh. You're a crumb creep. I want to fight you. You don't have the courage. You're a real crumb bum. Get away from me.
Well, sir, I'm on the public street. I should be authorized to be here.
I'll break it over your head. Get away from me, you crumb. Crumb creep coward. I want to fight you.
Why is that?
Because you're a crumb creep lush coward.
You don't even know me, Mayor.
You are a lush. I can tell by looking at you. I was a cop all my life, and I know a lush when I see one, and you're a lush. You're a creep. Get away from me.
Thank you.
That was so good.
And thank you, Mr. Alan. Wenzel, for submitting that. That's good stuff. Love it.
61 WAMU with Alan Wenzel.
Also having trouble, the guy at Fox 13 in Memphis who was covering a political rally and a stray dog kept jumping on him. This is just not how you handle being out in the field.
It's a crazy weekend here.
Let's hear his opening remark one more time.
It's a crazy weekend here. We got a dog that's, we're in Fraser right now. Go on. Quack.
What?
I got a dog that's apparently taking a liking to me. Down, boy. Get out of here. It's a stray dog. I'm really kind of... I tell you, we're going to come back to you because I can't get this thing to leave me alone. We'll be back.
How about you get a producer to like wrangle that dog?
I know,
but you know what? You gotta. You know, sometimes when you're dealing with local news, Oscar, yeah. He might be the producer. You never know. He might set that tripod
Johnny
up and just be there. You know, that's
that dog was
now.
A crumb creep lush.
You're a crumb creep dog.
All right. I think everyone was surprised last night at the Oscars that Sylvester Stallone did not win supporting actor. He lost it to the guy in Bridge of Spies, and I think that a lot of people...
And by the way, I didn't mention that one. That one was another home run. That guy in
Bridge of Spies was
absolutely incredible.
But I think a lot of people foresaw it as a way that they would give almost Sylvester Stallone like a lifetime achievement mm-hmm. honor. Sometimes Oscars make up for previous missteps. I don't know if this is a surprise or not, because earlier in the week, Sylvester Stallone mentioned that he was not good enough as an actor at the time to get cast in The Godfather as an extra.
I couldn't even get cast as an Italian. I'll never forget where there's a party scene. It's 300 guests. I said, no. I go, what part of me didn't make past the Italian identification aspect? They go, nah, I don't know. You just don't fit in.
Yeah, Sylvester Stallone doesn't look Italian.
What?
Right?
Wow.
Well, no, you know what that is? I think the actual... look of Sylvester Stallone was so distinctive that might have probably worked mm-hmm. against him. You didn't want anybody to stand out. You wanted background.
And yeah,
that's probably why he didn't get the
and
gig.
And he certainly doesn't look like a 1940s guy. You know, if he's talking about Connie's wedding.
Yeah, I felt good for him getting the spotlight for a while and, you know, more. But really, the Rocky Balboa thing, haven't we squeezed enough out of that?
And Orange is kind of dry, but he got condolences from some of his coworkers, Mike. People said, don't worry, we still like you.
Sly, just remember, no matter what they say, to me, you are the best. You were the winner. I'm proud of you.
Can you think about 11 p.m. last night, West Coast time, and Arnold says, I've got to get on Instagram and make him feel better?
Yeah. Yeah. I got to get on
AG. You know
AG.
What he really did in real life behind the scenes? It's like, he lost.
I told you he would. I told you there's not a chance. Yeah, now I still have my chance to get one before him.
Yeah, that's a good foot race. Talk about moving backwards.
Actually, he's won them. Hasn't he won them with the original Rocky?
I think he originally...
He got one for screenwriting, but not for acting. Yeah. That's the deal.
There you are.
When we were talking about how to fix the Oscars, what you do is you do more clip and more entertainment and more feature stuff. Good thing the Hollywood Reporter did in their most current issue. They listed a list, I think, of the top 25 greatest movie lines of all time. Oh. Here's the top three for you. Number three, greatest movie line of all time. As voted by people in the industry. I think the Academy has like maybe 1,600 people in it.
Okay.
So they polled the Academy. This is the third greatest movie line of all times.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
From Jaws, we're going to need a bigger boat at number...
Disagree.
You don't like that?
Well, I don't know what that's not the top three. Come on.
All right, number two.
Is Looking at You, Kid.
Here's Looking at You, Kid from Casablanca, which Oscar used to think was about the White House.
I did. Saw Casablanca from the monument.
And here's the number one.
Number one.
You're a crumb creep.
No, I'm sorry. Slow down. Take a breath. Come on. Do the comedy. No, we're not rushing to get out of here. All right, what's the number one?
Number one is from Gone with the Wind.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
Yeah, I would go with Crumb Creep. I think you're right, Mike. You nailed it.
You know what? I don't know. It just seems like that's a trite list a little bit. You know what I mean?
Convenient. Yeah, but you know what? It's industry. Popular. It's industry. And you know what? Right. They're going to vote safe, I think.
No, you know what I think the number one line should have been?
What?
Shannon, will you marry me?
Oh, that's sweet.
That's what it should have been.
All right. I think...
Well, that was a weird response. Come on.
Oh, I meant it.
Now, okay, thank you. You know what I do like is I do like when people on the red carpet don't play it exactly by the script. There was a fashion expert, I think from one of the LA stations last night, that really was into Olivia Wilde's look because she was showing a lot of the top shelf. A
lot of side boob.
Yeah.
Right and left.
Stunning.
Funny you should mention side boob. This stylist is okay with it.
She's got front boob, side boob, this platinum choker with these earrings.
I don't agree with you. No. I love it. I love the pleats. I love everything about her. Listen, with side boobs, I have boobs like that, I would show it. If I have side boobs like that, I would show it.
Keep it simple. This is the Oscars.
He was very excited. By the way, if you want to look him up, he's at the ABC affiliate in Los Angeles. His name is Crumb Bum Lush. He's a wonderful fashion reporter. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Congratulations, Oscar.
Thank you.
Have a good
Congratulations,
Monday, everybody.
Thank you all. Oscar, that's fantastic news. That's it. Another Mike O'Mara Show is come and gone. Be sure and join us again for more fun and more thrills at MikeO'MaraShow.com. If you want to correspond with our show with a letter or package, send it to TMOS, Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia, 20177. To get your message or birthday request into our mailbag, send along yours to Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Don't forget to take our survey. Is it working?
It is.
It's working.
We sure?
100%.
All right, just click the banner ad at MikeO'MaraShow.com. It means a lot to us. For Rob Spiewak and the newly engaged Oscar Santana, woo! Mike O'Mara saying have a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Bye-bye.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
You're a crumb creep.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.